This is a Carson Circle at Kilcrew, on the outskirts between Ballycastle and Armoy. And this is our next stone. This is supposedly a cursing circle. Now, whenever you talk about cursing, you think of bad language and stuff like that. But cursing was an art form. And the old Irish for curse is actually the same as the old Irish for prayer. Because that's what it is, a prayer to the forces that your enemies will be struck down. This is supposed to be a place that you can come to curse people you don't like. It has great supernatural symbolism about it. This central stone is called the Priest Stone, and as you can see, it's carved with a Latinized cross. Only five people in Ireland can curse. A saint, a holy man or priest, a widow, a poet, and a blacksmith. And those are the only five people that are entitled to curse. And if you cast your curse wrongly, the curse will rebound on you tenfold. So be very careful. Now, if you want to cast your curse here, you arrive here at the stone circle and walk anti-clockwise around it when the sun is striking the mountain above, either going down or coming up, and you cast your curse. Now, it is said that it is still used by local people. What I think this place is a graveyard. Now, there is an old story that whenever the quarry across the road was being set up, and as you can see, these are not the original stones, these are cut from the quarry, that the circle was here with the stone in the middle of it, and it was moved to allow lorries to turn. And it is said that the first quarry owner went bankrupt and committed suicide. It was said that that stone was used as the lintel of a byre, and that all the cattle which were kept in the place died. Others will tell you it was used as the site of a feeding trough, and all the livestock that ate out of the feeding trough died. But what you're looking at is probably the lintel of an old graveyard, because on the other side of the road there's an old sutrian, which suggests that there was a church about here at some point, and that may have been the lintel for the graveyard. Over on the other side of the mountain, there, in a man's backyard, there is a similar stone, which is probably the same as the graveyard as well. These were possibly part of the seven churches of St. Fechtany, which stretched from the Giant's Causeway to Glenarm Bay. There was a number of abbots who are mentioned who oversaw the seven churches, the last being Magonius O'Coin, who led the people of the Glens into idolatry and had to flee to Scotland and was replaced by Rory McQuillan. And we'll deal with Rory McQuillan later. That is the Priest Stone. Whenever the guy went mad and they resurrected the stone, put it back up and cut stones from the quarry. They couldn't find the original stone, so they cut it in the shape of a circle and left it there for local people. So it's a place of great supernatural portent. I came up here with a guy who wanted to take that. He had been out on one of my tours and said, "Will you take me out and so that we can photograph that?" He was a member of a local photography thing. So I said, "Certainly, Richard." So we went out and he photographed it. And photographs he sent away of the stone to be developed got lost in the post and have never been found. So he came out here and took it again. He sent it away, and the place which developed the photographs burned down. He came out here a third time. I'm not kidding you. He came out here a third time, and he came out here with a great camera. And he said, "You see that lens there?" He says, "That's £1,000. He walked around to get a thing. One of those bushes, he caught the strap of the thing. The thing just fell, and a nice crack down the centre of the lens. So be very careful whenever you come out here. You can drive past it, as you can hear the track, and nobody knows it's here.